Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hey. Thanks for tuning in.
Howdy do.
Okay.
Thank you.
Boy.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hey, thanks for tuning in.
Howdy do.
To If I'm Loud or I'm Right.
Yeah, thanks.
Thanks for listening.
Go ahead.
That's everything.
I'm Jeffrey Berner.
And I'm Jeffrey Berner.
And this is...
Jeffrey Berner.
What is this again?
This is Jeffrey Berner.
Thanks for tuning in to Jeffrey Berner. The program where we debate...
Jeffrey Berner.
Yeah.
I think the show's going pretty well so far. So thanks for listening. You have a good night. Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hey, thanks for tuning in.
The theme music comes back in.
Good editing, Jeffrey. I like to compliment myself so that way as I'm editing, I can listen back and be like, yeah, you know, this
yeah,
is pretty good.
No, yeah.
I need the moral support.
You need a support system.
I've always been there.
It's important to have.
No matter who else leaves.
Well, there
I'm
was that
there,
time
you,
where
you, know?
You kind of split town for a while on yourself. Remember that?
You know, I don't like. I don't talk with myself that much.
We don't have to. I don't.
Much
we
like
don't have
talk
to talk
myself.
About it.
Okay.
But I do think that you gave yourself. You're a little lenient on yourself, like too quick to forgive.
I mean,
and
it's
I don't think. I don't think you process
me while I'm not in the room.
I
like
know.
Right now.
No, it's not easy. It's not easy. It's something that needs to be addressed.
Right now?
Yes. On the air.
On the air?
Is that the phrase that I want?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
So thanks for tuning in.
Hey.
Hey. Hey, you just tuned in to If I'm Loud or I'm Right.
Hi.
I'm Jeffrey Berner.
And I'm Jimmy
Jeffrey
Calloway.
Berner.
Jimmy Calloway.
And with us now is our new permanent moderator.
Well, before
slow down, Jimmy, always
I apologize. Before you keep going, I want to apologize for going too fast. I skipped right over the debating the real topics thing that we usually do.
Oh, sure. Where we debate the real topics,
the fake topics.
Yeah. That's serious. Anyway, with us now is our new permanent Jimmy.
Before
Jimmy.
I keep going
Jimmy.
Too fast.
Jimmy. Jeffrey.
Let's just put the brakes on me. And explain...
what happened to our previous moderator.
Is that right? Is that what we usually do?
Well, usually.
I don't listen to this show.
If there's anything our listeners look for, though, it's consistency.
Mm-hmm.
Consistency, which is why we've never decided to improve, because we want to keep it consistent. We don't want to throw him off. We don't want to throw Mike Ula off.
No, we don't. Hi, Mike.
Our one listener. Hey, Mike. What's going on? So what happened to our previous moderator?
Right. Jaleesa Johnson.
Miss Jaleesa Johnson. What happened to her was, you know, whatever. So with us now is our new permanent moderator.
Yes.
Mr. Jeff Bilodeau.
Hey,
guys.
Jeff.
I'm sure we won't.
How's it going?
This,
you know what? I forgot to bring the name tags because with three Jeffreys in the room, that's three Jeffreys too many, you ask me.
Well.
But you did ask me, right?
You are
if
outnumbered.
You didn't ask me, but if you did ask me.
Right.
That is what I would have said.
Okay. Hey, Jimmy.
Yes.
How do you feel about the number of Jeffreys?
Great question. I have the answer.
Jeffrey Berner. So,
right on
the
tip
Jeff,
of my tongue.
I'm good. Thanks for having me. This is a debate show.
It is.
Yeah.
Huh? Debate stuff.
Here we are in this.
You made it, kid.
In this.
I know. Finally. Big number 30.
Somewhere in there. Yeah,
the
I believe it's.
3-0.
I think it's the big 3-0.
I think.
This podcast is now an adult.
So what happened to Jaleesa? Jaleesa?
You know, it was whatever.
Yeah, you know.
Just decided to replace her?
Yeah, you know.
More or less.
All right.
Yeah.
Is that a standard thing? You guys don't keep...
No, the funny thing is, Jeff...
We try really hard.
It's weird that you bring this up. The funny thing is, we have every intention, every episode, of having the moderator be permanent, hence the name
permanent.
Jimmy Calloway.
Yeah.
But something always seems to come up... Right? Have you noticed this?
I don't.
You seen this? You heard about this?
I mean, I haven't really paid much attention to it. I haven't been following this.
So
do we not have?
Usually we have a reason for why.
I'll be back next week, right?
Oh, of course. Obviously.
I may be speaking for my own short-term memory problems here.
I wish that you would.
But I don't think there's ever been an issue with maintaining moderators.
That's
our new permanent moderator, Mr. Jeff Bilodeau.
Right. Thanks, Jeff Bilodeau.
Thanks for having me.
Hey.
Well, thanks for hiring me, I guess.
No, yes.
It's a permanent position.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, well, I mean, you know, in today's world, things are so fleeting and temporary that we like to feel that our little show here and it is very little. You know, it's like a sense of permanence.
Yeah.
With, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
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 Because, you know, some things aren't to last. And
right.
Let's not get into that. That's sad.
Let's, yeah.
Yeah.
You hear that?
Yes. We like to listen to the radio as we record. Gives us a feeling of, you know, what, you know, radio guys sound like.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, we just play old tapes of The Shadow from the 1930s.
That's
from
right.
My childhood.
This just in. The country's under attack from aliens.
Is it Halloween already? It's early June.
Rosebud.
If my... Oh, boy.
And with us now is our new permanent moderator,
Jeff Bilodeau.
Thank you.
Hey, Jeff, how you doing?
It's good to be here.
Yeah. Hey. Good to see you.
Yeah.
I feel like we just did this.
I don't know about...
No? I don't want to say you're wrong.
Okay.
But I will.
All right.
Well, so.
What if I'm louder? Does that make me right?
What?
Was that a reference?
That was a reference to something.
Something.
It's called a callback.
Oh, that's what that
right,
is.
Right.
I thought a callback was when my secretary, you know, got back into... I don't know, whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, anyway.
Anyway.
No, yeah.
Yep.
How you guys doing?
We're just mostly discussing how good we are at organizing and our chemistry and just the...
I'm doing fine.
So,
I'm actually doing really well.
Good.
That's fantastic, Jimmy. So, Jeff, how are you doing?
I just said good.
He did just say that. What was that?
You guys listen?
Hmm?
No, I like when I speak, it seems like you guys should listen to what I'm saying as hosts.
Do you hear that, Jeff?
And with us now is our new permanent moderator, Mr. Jeff Bilodeau, everyone.
Jeez.
Hey. Wait, as host? What are you, the Lord?
Huh?
No, the host, because you said host.
Well, you guys are supposed to be the host.
Yeah, right?
I'm the moderator.
That sounds right.
Try to put this shit together.
Okay, these
yeah,
are...
Yeah, well, you got your work cut out for you, buddy.
Things that should have been brought up to me much longer ago.
What's that?
We're supposed to be hosts?
That... No. What? Where did you hear that? That's a vicious rumor, and I am not going to be a party to it.
I didn't make the joke. We both made eye contact and
thought
it
was
a bad joke. So, Jeff, how's your day?
Good. I'm just here.
Sounds good, Jeff. My day
Jimmy, that's
was
fantastic.
Actually...
Well, I was going to get into my day, but no.
Right, but no.
I think you got into it pretty thoroughly. I mean, you tried to tell us so many times.
All right.
Right.
I don't know why you were so insistent on telling us how your
day
was.
Well,
you
asked. I figured I'd answer your damn question.
What? I don't know what's your...
What kind of interview is this where you don't even listen to the guest?
What?
This has been shit, I'm telling you right now.
What?
I'm immediately regretting deciding to do this. It's like you have no respect for your guests.
What?
Am I getting paid? Is it a paid position?
Of course it is. It's a permanent moderation position.
All right, then go on.
Yeah.
All right, then what do you got?
Yeah, what do you got?
Debate or whatever you got.
Oh, right. Hey, Jeffrey, Father's Day is coming up, so I hope you got something nice for me.
Well, here you go, Jimmy. A father.
A father? Oh, boy, where is he?
It's me, Jimmy. I hope you got something for me for Father's Day.
Oh, yeah, I did, actually. Here's that father you always wanted.
Oh, boy, where is he?
That's your read on that line?
Oh,
right.
Boy, where is he?
Much better.
Thank you.
It's me, Jeffrey. I hope you got me and my grandpa something.
Isn't the company of your great-grandson enough?
Yeah, grandpa. Come on, old man. Now look here, grandson. When you've been through as much as I have, you learn to respect your elders. You got that? I respected my grandpa, and he respected his grandpa, and he respected his grandpa before him. You got that, grandpa?
Dad, son, stop fighting. Shut up, grandpa.
Shut up. You're not even my real father.
I'm not?
No.
Oh. Never mind, then.
Are we still too hot on the mics there, you think?
No.
Oh, okay. Fine. All right, good.
Well, I mean, sometimes you're yelling.
That's true.
So, this can tell
we can
from how impassioned I sounded as I...
If I'm yelling, just
as
point.
As I said that
and,
on the spot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Swallow directly into the microphone, if you wouldn't mind. No, don't start with that. So, topics?
What?
Topics.
Are you referencing something again?
Yeah.
Okay.
The film Topics.
Really? Who was in that?
Robert Redford.
Right.
And Holly Hunter.
Who would have known he would grow up to be the president of the United States, Robert Redford?
No,
I just finished Watchmen. We can talk about that later. Anyway, it's really good. You should read it. Anyway, have you read Watchmen? It's good.
Watchmen?
Watchmen.
Watchmen.
Yeah.
No.
It's about these guys who fight using the time of day. It's...
That's horrible.
Oh, well, they wouldn't give you the time of day.
Oh, I get it.
See? I used the...
Full circle.
I used a common idiom...
Yeah.
...to make myself seem more clever than
hey,
I am.
Don't insult Jeff. Idiom.
Sorry, I used a common platitude.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a big word.
It is. I dream of knowing what it means someday.
Is the tick recording here? Is there a sign that says spoon on it?
No. There's the David Spoon experience.
Oh, of course.
Oh, the David Spoon experience. Of course.
One of my favorite experiences.
From the Jimi Hendrix experience. And so many experiences before him.
Right.
Yes.
So, hey, Jeff, what do you say we get into a topic there?
Sure. I prepared these.
Right.
Good.
Maybe you guys would want to talk about them.
Okay.
Well, I was thinking ahead.
Right. All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, well,
that gamble paid off.
We did sit here for 20 minutes while you're setting up.
I believe it was 10 minutes and 15
I think
seconds.
It was 25 to 30 minutes. So
it was a while.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, first question. A recent survey.
Well, before you get into that, could you.
Is this going to happen every time?
Yes.
Almost.
Unfortunately.
Yeah.
All right, go for it.
We talked about it off mic, but apparently somebody wasn't listening.
Yeah, Jimmy.
Yeah, Jimmy.
Yeah, Jeff.
All right, go for it.
Which one am I talking to?
Well, my name is Jeff. He's Jimmy.
Who am I?
You're Jimmy. I'm Jeff. I mean, fuck, that's good. You got me. Jeffrey.
See, this is why we ask the pressing questions, such as, who am I?
Yes.
These are the questions Wolf Blitzer will not ask.
No, he won't. All right. You got something? I'm not going to interrupt you, so go for it.
You're not going to interrupt him?
I mean, if you want to interrupt me, you're allowed to.
No, whenever you're finished.
You're moderator.
Right, but yeah. Every time I try to speak, you kind of
I don't think that's... what are you talking about?
You just did
could
it.
Could you open... What?
See?
Give me one example.
Rerun.
One single example.
Right there.
One single
and
example
there again.
Of me interrupting you.
It's every
you
time.
You can't give me one. You can't do it.
If I could just interject, I think the problem here... Let me do this.
Okay. All right.
I think the problem is when Jeff starts to talk, Jeff interrupts. The real confusion is, why does anyone care? Can anyone answer me that?
Does anyone listen to this?
No. What?
Okay. Nobody
wait.
Cares.
One man does.
One man does.
Okay. And his call center coworkers.
Were forced to listen to it.
Okay.
So, having taken that into account,
yeah.
I have forgotten my point.
Yes.
Well, so, you want me to ask the question?
Can you please ask
that's
Jeff?
What, yeah. Okay. There, he's back on track.
First topic.
Moderating.
First of the topics.
This man was a born moderator.
A recent survey revealed that 9 out of 10 Supreme Court justices can't name just 5 high school students. Should we be working harder to educate our Supreme Court justices, and what should be done?
Oh.
Yes, thank you, Jeff, for asking me first.
You're welcome, Jimmy. Now, for starters... you know, clearly we need to be bringing more youthful gossip to these Supreme Court justice cafeterias. They need to be hearing about their high school students. I mean, recently when asked, praised apparently, based on the first try to say that word, Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg didn't even know what the theme was for the homecoming this year. I mean, and you know what the theme was, Jimmy?
What was it, Jeff?
It was the American justice system, okay? So the fact that she couldn't even get that just demonstrates that Ms. Ginsburg...
The thing of it is, Jeffrey, first of all, Warren Burger loves the burgers in the cafeteria, so I don't even know what you're talking about. But really, what would any of this benefit any of these Supreme Court justices? I mean, once they graduate from the Supreme Court, how is the knowledge of any of these high school students really going to apply to their daily life? I mean, they should be spending their time in the Supreme Court learning a trade, like air conditioning repair or administrative assistance. Something beginning with a letter A.
So, Tamayor.
No, it's very good.
That's the name of a... Okay.
You guys are smart.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you, Jeffrey.
All right.
Yes. You're welcome. Now, you see, okay. You see,
yes,
I'm trying to figure out how to work Clarence Thomas into this. It's not working out.
Can we get some Diet Coke in here? Brenda, can we get some? Brenda.
Jimmy. Brenda's not real.
You.
Jimmy.
Stop it.
Jimmy.
I have had enough of this.
Jimmy. You're going to have to
drink. Brenda, get a Diet Coke. I got it out.
Okay, but she's not. She's still not.
All right, I've made my point.
So you're a yes, and you're a no.
Yes.
Yes.
So you're both yes.
First base.
Okay.
I'm not asking you. I'm telling you.
How many students should they know?
Oh, good question, Jeff Bilodeau.
Did you think they should know? Do you think?
Well, it depends if they want to be popular or not, to be frank. And Frank.
Say Anne Frank?
Yeah, Anne Frank. They have to know Anne Frank.
Okay.
Who's probably the coolest kid in the school.
Right.
Mm-hmm. She's got her mm-hmm. hair done real well. And
how many Supreme Court justices are there?
Oh.
I can answer that question.
Thank you.
There are no fewer. Are you ready for this?
Sure.
Because not a lot of people know this. There are no fewer than 350 Supreme Court justices at any time. Now, this includes not only the Supreme Court,
right,
but the tetherball court, the handball court, the basketball court, and Froggy Goes a Courtin'. So when you add those all up.
Froggy Goes to Court?
Goes a courting. Okay. A courtin'. With an apostrophe.
And what is that from?
That's from an old-timey nursery rhyme that I heard as a boy.
Okay.
I was raised in the 1860s.
Okay, I could tell.
So, thank you. I'm glad that comes across, because I did not watch this country tear itself apart and brother murder brother. So just have it forgotten
mm-hmm.
by just everybody except for me and Ken Burns.
So, according to you, 35 Supreme Court justices can name
five. Who asked for burgers?
Can name five students.
That is according to me, yes. Whatever numbers that you just said.
Well, you said 350, mm-hmm. 9 out of 10, so that'd be about 35.
Yes, math was never my subject.
Okay. I'm just
back in Supreme Court.
Just trying to get this figured out.
The thing of it is, Jeff, I went to a one-room schoolhouse where I had to do all my arithmetic, or rhythmetic, as we often called it, on the back of a shovel with a piece of coal. So as you might imagine, made it a little difficult for me to learn math in any kind of...
Right.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I'm old is basically...
Okay. Is that the running gag?
That's a running gag.
Yeah.
Although,
many
I prefer to think of it
choke on.
As something while they jog. I prefer to think of it as something just kind of mean and hurtful to say about me.
How old are you?
Let's see. I went to school in the 1860s.
Jimmy, stop tearing into Jimmy like this. I'm not sure Jimmy can take much more.
I think Jimmy's...
At his age, you think he can really take this level of criticism?
I think he's been getting off too light for too long, if you want to know my opinion.
Well, Jimmy...
But I don't want to know my opinion, because the hell with me.
Look, Jimmy, me and Jeffrey, and Jeffrey, and Jeffrey,
mm-hmm.
and myself.
What about Jeffrey, though?
Fuck that guy. Are you serious?
I am, you know, again, I don't think you quite processed...
Hey.
Are we going to do this next?
Yeah, I think we're going to try and do it with
I don't think What's that you've on? Processed...
I mean...
The whole abandonment thing. Remember when that ship was sinking and you had to abandon it?
Yeah, but I mean, look, that ship had plenty of other friends, you know?
And it's not that the support system mm-hmm. wasn't in place. It's just that a keystone was missing. That's why the ship began to sink.
Look, the ship had enough to jump
confusing architecture
already,
with shipbuilding.
Yeah. It's okay. This is why the ship sank. Anyway, much like this topic.
Yes.
Now, Jimmy.
Yes.
Jimmy.
Yes.
Jimmy.
Yes.
Jimmy.
Yes.
Jimmy?
Hmm?
Look, we should really remember the shop class case of Amanda v. Ashley, in which Ashley declared, yeah, whatever, I don't give a fuck. Okay?
That young lady needs to have her mouth washed out What is it? What is the... She needs to have her mouth washed out.
Toothbrush.
With a toothbrush. Thank you.
No problem. Anyway. Look, how can we trust our Supreme Court justices to do whatever it is that Supreme Court justices do? When they simply don't even know that Riley made out with Samantha at Aaron's party last week and Justin's totally going to kick his ass over it. Huh?
Riley?
Yeah.
He's got some life fat, Riley.
You haven't seen Samantha. Now,
I think I dated Samantha for a little bit.
Nope.
Big mistake on my part.
You didn't date Samantha.
Didn't I?
Dude, if Justin finds out.
I got the emotional scars to prove it.
Yeah.
We're getting into a real weird area right now.
We are. I think that what's happening here is I think this is a classic case of can there be more than one person named that?
Wait. Okay, and what is that?
Look,
what are you talking about?
Jeffrey, and Jeffrey can tell you and Jimmy that only one person can be named a thing.
That's what I'm saying. So when you say the name Samantha, I'm Jimmy. Jimmy, shut up. No, he asked me a question.
Jeffrey, please.
All right. I say I dated Jeffrey? Is that what I was talking about?
Well, he's the shortstop.
Mm-hmm. So, no, I don't know that that's true.
Oh, Jimmy. We all remember going to Supreme Court when we were younger. Mm-hmm. None of us really liked it. You know, I mean, the Supreme Court football players and the Supreme Court cheerleaders had their little thing going on. But, I mean, if the Supreme Court justices don't take time to stop with the drugs and learn a thing or two about their high school students, I mean, how are they going to do something, which I have
all this talk
out
about the Supremes, and none of you are bringing up Diana Ross. And I want to know why you're ignoring the issue. Because I have here in my left hand... What?
Oh, nothing.
I have here in my left hand...
Wait.
Yes.
It lost me. All right.
I have here...
Oh, I remembered again.
Yes.
It wasn't worth saying
I have
anyway.
Here...
Well, maybe it was. Nah, it wasn't.
I'm just going to go ahead and wait.
What's on your left hand?
Because what I've noticed... No, because what I've noticed...
see what's in your left hand?
No, okay, go ahead.
Okay.
Well, don't...
I got it. I'll look at it.
But
ooh! I have a piece of incontrovertible evidence... Which
oh,
will
whoa.
Prove
ding, that's... ding, ding.
Oh, the bell has gone off. Oh. My cookies must be ready.
We can move on.
Man, we're on a budget.
I think you guys
using
really...
Using an easy bake oven to declare the ending of Friends.
I think you really covered that topic.
We did.
I don't disagree. I think we did. Yeah.
You got well, into a lot I of do stuff. Disagree, but I don't disagree.
Right, right? The bell went off.
We don't disagree.
Disrespect the bell.
Yeah, stop disrespecting the bell. That bell could save your life.
Okay, Slater.
All right, so we want to do another question?
I think we do. I think that's a great idea.
All right, that one was fun. So
I thought it was.
Let's do a different one. All right.
That was Jeff Reviews, the first topic.
Yeah, well, you got to let me know how I feel.
That's true.
All right.
You know what? I think that's why a lot of our moderators
yeah, just a lack of communication. Like, they just feel like they get interrupted. Jeff, how's your day?
I'm not trying.
Nah, that's cool, man.
Exactly.
Could you please get into the second topic?
I'm trying.
All right.
Then you want to bring back how I am.
What?
I've been here for 45 minutes. You should know how I am by now.
Ah!
God. I don't want to be a nitpicker, Jeff.
I mean, you seem more frustrated for some reason.
Minutes.
Well, I had to talk to you guys for 35 minutes before we actually went on the air.
Oh, was that how long that was? I thought it was closer to 40 to 45.
I don't know. It felt like an eternity to me. But
it was a while.
Yeah.
It was a while.
From where?
Look,
was
I'm
that?
Just asking you how you're doing, because for some reason you seem more aggravated
yeah, what's
than you
going
did
on,
when we started
man?
Out. So how are you doing, man?
Yeah, how are you?
Well, you've been asking me.
But why do you keep getting aggravated is my
exactly.
point.
Exactly. Exactly.
What? What?
I don't know. I feel like you have a lot of aggravation.
Yeah, I don't know what's causing it. I'm confused.
Up.
Yeah, well.
And I'm mostly confused.
Yeah.
Well, let's do this next question.
Okay.
And then we can move on.
Okay. If that will make you happy.
Jeff, we just want you to calm down.
I was calm.
Jeff, calm.
Can we do just, this?
We want you to be... If doing
then
this...
Then just shut up! Just,
will make you happy.
Okay. We good? I think we need to take
a... Because your happiness... is very important to us.
We care, Jeff.
All right, I'm going to try to do this
breathe
again.
In, breathe out.
It was
some more. Sorry.
No, it's easier to me to sorry, speak sorry. If you just stop talking. I can control the mics over here. I can just shut off your mic.
Sometimes when I get angry, I forget how to breathe, and I thought you might have that problem, so I just explained to you.
Wait,
to breathe.
You have mics that shut off?
Yeah, I can turn the sounds off.
This is... Do you have a phone that can shut off, Jeff?
No.
You got a broken phone.
Yeah.
All right.
It won't turn off.
Even if you take the
it's
battery out?
It's incredibly convenient, really, when you think about
what
it.
What if you take the battery out? It stays on?
Battery?
For your phone?
You
what?
Mean the what?
Yeah, no, that's one
I
of the...
Let's
you
just number
with
two.
Your technologies.
You're 20 years younger than me. All right. We're doing this.
Are you 40 okay. years old, Jeff?
Yeah.
Oh. Huh.
It was recently discovered that...
Now, when you say you're aggravated, why... What do you think's causing your aggravation?
You!
What?! I'm showing concern.
No, you would stop talking if you had any concern. But, smug smile. Wipe it off your face. We're trying to do a fucking show.
I'm sorry.
Do you need a face napkin?
I don't want to get fired from this show again.
Yeah.
Wait, do I need a what?
Please. To wipe the smile off your face. A face napkin.
A face
napkin.
See
what I did?
See?
Did you see that?
See?
Did you see that
joke? That's positive feedback. See? This is what we try to do on our show.
It doesn't seem anything's been positive.
What's... I was
I am positive that that's not right.
Sure as I am that the world is pointless and we're all evil naturally.
Yes.
Right.
This is a positive program.
Yeah.
Okay.
For you? You talk the entire time. You don't let your guests.
I don't talk the entire time.
I know
time.
A certain Mike Ula that
I do not just talk
positive.
On and on and on. I do not just talk the entire time. Jimmy, will you please explain to him that I don't talk the entire time?
Jeff, if there's
and
one thing.
And plus that. Okay?
Exactly. No, I don't. You have no respect for your elders.
What? What?
Do you want what? This question?
Sorry,
you have,
sorry.
You have elders?
Can you please introduce the second topic? Huh?
You have elders?
Yeah, I own some elders, and I'm supposed to respect them, but I have them. They're mine. You know?
Right, so what difference does it make?
Exactly.
You paid good money for them, yeah. I'm assuming.
Well, not the best.
Like, but okay money, like good money.
It's like $8 an octogenarian.
Oh, so that, yeah, that breaks out to about $1 a decade.
Do you want to do this question?
Sorry.
Oh, there's a question forthcoming.
Yeah, we got two more.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
This one's right up your alley.
Been wanting this to come up for a while now.
Yeah. Right? It was recently discovered that a group of terrible people were doing awful things. But were the terrible things that those terrible people were doing horrible? Start with you, Jimmy.
Well, thank you,
Jeff.
Thank you very much.
No, I said Jimmy.
What?
Right.
So Jimmy,
and
go
I
ahead.
Said thank you.
Right. And then you talk first.
Right. I did. I said thank you.
That's how you go.
That is how I go, yes.
Jeffrey, do your thing.
I got to say, Bilodeau's sure doing a bang-up job moderating.
I'm not sure I'm in.
He's on top of things.
He's snapping his fingers.
Why'd you become a sassy black woman when you talk about
why that? Wouldn't I?
I thought we were going to start scatting. I've been looking forward to this for episodes.
Mm-hmm.
When we were going to do the scat cast.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought it was about
that's a podcast
time.
About okay. fecal matter. Have I made that joke yet? I believe I have.
Podcast right. about fecal matter. You're thinking of the Punsters. Oh, podcast on podcastist. All right.
So it was recently discovered that a group of terrible... You got it? You remember?
What?
The question that I asked about 5 minutes ago.
Is this the Supreme Court Justice thing?
No.
Is this the Supreme Court Justice thing about
that was yesterday
the-
we asked that. It was recently discovered that a group of terrible people were doing awful things, but were the terrible things that those terrible people doing horrible.
Well, thank you, Jeff.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yes, they were horrible, as a matter of fact.
Okay. And why do you think that?
Oh, damn.
Yeah, see?
I hadn't thought
he's
of this.
He's moderated you right into a corner.
Well, I mean, for starters...
Come out of the corner.
Okay. Now what do I do?
Sit down.
Okay.
Have a seat.
All right.
Now, put the microphone away from your face while you cough.
All right.
And now that your face is not coughing,
yeah.
Put the microphone back near your face.
All right.
And speak directly into it.
Okay. I'm speaking into the microphone.
Okay, good.
I missed the corner.
Well, wait, what was your question again, Jeff?
Are you kidding me?
Why would I kid you? On right. a serious debate program.
I'll give it to you one more time.
There's no room for funny business.
I'll give it to you again.
That's us now. It's our new permanent moderator, Mr. Jeff Bilodeau.
Hey!
Have any of the moderators quit halfway through? No one's quit? I think it's you guys. It's people that aren't coming back.
What? Whoa, 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 whoa.
Whoa,
whoa. We've been having a lot of fun here, Jeff.
Have we? I think you two have, at my expense.
What? That's what I said.
Look, me and Jeffrey have been having a lot of fun here, Jeff. Okay?
I got it.
And Jimmy thinks he's been having fun because he's in a fit of just insane dementia.
That's right. True.
So that's true in a funny way.
Right.
Dementia brings the humor out of him. We all like to point and laugh at him. That's really why I started this podcast, actually.
That's why we call the production company Point and Laugh.
It was actually Point and Yell.
Point and Yell.
It's what?
Look, I'm sure you were thinking the words... But they clearly didn't come out of your mouth no good there.
You guys just care about yourselves?
More or less.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, what else is there to care about?
Yeah, you got really? Someone better for
well,
me to care about?
Hasn't Point and Yell done a lot for you guys?
Yeah, there's been a lot of pointing and a pretty good amount of yelling,
fair
I would say.
Amount, yeah. Yeah.
An adequate amount at the very least.
Yeah.
Maybe even a little more than adequate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it was recently discovered that a group of terrible people were doing awful things, but were the terrible things that those terrible people were doing horrible?
Okay, well, I'm glad you started with me, Jeff.
And I'm glad that you started with me, Jeff. The thing of it is that I can't speak very clearly. is just evidenced just now.
Okay.
So, really, what is horrible? Like, can you define for me...
The past 30 minutes.
Okay. So, what these people are doing is what we have been doing for the past 30 minutes.
Yes.
And then you're asking me if I think that's horrible.
Correct.
Now, before that, wasn't there something about a Supreme Court justice?
No, you did your stupid Supremes joke, and that was 20 minutes ago.
I really like that Supremes joke. I thought of it just when we were... Because I like Diana Ross.
Right. You're off topic. Stay on the horrible people doing the terrible things.
Right.
Right.
So what I think should be done...
And I'm glad you started with me, Jeff. Now, I mean, the Supreme Court justices have got to get their shit together. Okay? Now, I mean...
We've already done that question.
I'm sorry, what was the topic?
I don't know. You got the bell. We're off the Supreme Court. We're on the terrible things and the horrible people.
Well, I thought we'd been on that this whole time, but...
Yeah, you said it was for the past 30 minutes.
Yeah. You just tuned to terrible things and horrible
people.
Don't
you guys have the questions in front of you?
What? I've got... I have some papers here. I'm not sure what they are. There was like a courier stop by...
Yeah. You want to just move on from
this
question?
He was sexy.
Question?
He said he heard there was a sexy delivery.
I do, but there hasn't been any, you know, evidence of a certain kind of controvertibleness brought up yet, so I'm afraid we can't.
All right, I'm just making sure.
All right, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, in that case, I guess I have a piece of...
Oh, I spoke too soon. Apparently, my friend and lover, Jeffrey Berner. Go ahead.
I think I do have a piece. I was looking through all the mail here.
Uh-huh.
And I was looking through all these guys. They had packages.
Uh-huh.
And also a fireman showed up.
He means their genitals.
And a fireman showed up. Nice. And he said, I heard there was a fire in here. Is it too hot? Mm-hmm. And he threw his fireman wear off.
How is my dad? I haven't talked to him.
I'm all right. But then after
Happy Father's Day, everyone.
Yeah. A police officer showed up.
Uh-huh.
And he said, I heard there was a noise complaint.
Mm.
Did anyone order extra sausage? And he pulled out a pizza because now cops carry pizzas
that
with them.
That seems... Yeah, I was going to say...
Yeah.
I know that some cops do carry pizzas with them.
But what does this have to do with the topic?
Oh, well, you know what I found in that pizza?
Okay. Right, we're getting
to that. It was a piece of incontrovertible evidence
that
will prove me correct about whatever this topic is we're talking about. What's the topic again?
It's the Supreme Court Justice.
Supreme Court Justice.
No, that was the question before.
Well, who's on first?
Oh, are we talking about baseball? Are we inside baseball?
I'm not asking you. I'm telling you.
Okay, you haven't said anything, really. You've avoided this question completely.
Oh, I know that. Completely.
I think mostly, but not. I don't know about completely.
Let's just go to three.
Let's argue about whether it was complete or not.
Let's do.
Yeah.
Now, when I think of something as being complete,
right,
it's like 100%. Like, Jeff, would you say that your experience thus far has been 100% painful?
What, with this?
Yes.
98%.
See, that's not complete.
I didn't say it was complete.
No, I'm just using that as an example. Like, that it's more of a... That's mostly been painful.
Like, I mean, we turned the thermostat up all the way before he got here. But I feel like the effects didn't actually take form until, you know, a couple minutes in. Let's say this is 100 minutes we've been recording.
Let's say that.
Okay. We've been recording for 100 minutes?
Oh, wait. We should... Right. If now we're going to... Let's say that. Hmm? We should say that at the same time. So let's count
it
down.
Okay.
Wait, what is it we're saying?
We've been recording for 100 minutes.
Okay. Ready?
Jeff, can you count us in?
Yeah, Jeff, count us in.
Right, okay. 3, 2...
We've been recording for 100... Wait.
No,
Jeff.
On one, obviously.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go ahead and side with Jeff on this. It's obvious that it was one that you're supposed to come in on.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
5.
Not before one, like some kind of a crazy person.
Wait, do you mean topic one or like the number?
No.
Right. He's going to count...
No. Moderator's taking over. We're doing number 3. All right. You guys didn't cover it. Number 3. All right. Number 3. North Korea has invaded the United States' most resource-filled and valuable areas, claiming that they are here to free us from an oppressive government.
Hmm.
Is North Korea here to help or some other thing?
Hmm. Interesting.
Yeah.
This is an interesting topic. This is a good topic to open with, I think.
It is.
For the first topic of the episode.
Yeah.
What do you think?
don't know. I mean, if someone emailed it to someone in a particular form, you know, someone might just print it out that way.
Someone might do that, huh?
Yeah. You can just edit it where this one's first and the last one's... You can do it that way.
Yeah, Jimmy, come on.
Wait, we can do what now?
You just edit it. What you do is whenever this shit is done, mm-hmm. number three, mm-hmm. you copy it, you cut it, you cut, and then you paste before number one.
Jimmy uses a typewriter mostly.
Yeah, so it's kind of like a scrapbook, you're saying.
This is audio. I'm saying in the audio files, you go back, you listen, you take number three, you put it before one, mm. and then you go.
Well, Jeff,
can you say that one more time?
Sorry, we need to
hear. I'll just email it to you, what you can do.
Okay,
you'll,
he's not gonna
what?
Are you guys going to attach? Look.
Okay.
North Korea.
Right.
Let's talk about it.
Okay.
I don't know if I'm ready. Look, here's the thing with Jimmy's topic writing strategy.
Right.
Is we put a bunch of Jimmys in a room with typewriters, and eventually we end up with topics. Eventually he rewrites topics.
Okay.
Which were actually already written down by mm-hmm. me earlier.
Okay.
See, but the other thing is right? that we do sometimes
Jimmy,
is that we have
this... poop at me like that.
Sorry. We have this shared...
Not like that either.
Google Drive
just don't throw
file
in Jimmy.
Where the topics are in their entirety.
Right.
So if someone were to ask someone else, I'm not going to name names, Jeffrey Berner, to send him the topics that he has access to within the Google Drive file.
Right.
I don't know that it's necessarily the other more handsome counterpart's fault if they're not cut and pasted in there into their entirety. Because as Jeffrey just finished explaining, I'm mostly
I don't care. Are you going to answer?
Oh, then why did you ask?
I didn't ask. I gave you things you should do.
Can we go to
course,
the?
Of course, those things they were doing were horrible. Okay, so that's what you go. They horrible. They were ungodly. They were terrible. They were unstandable, dreadful, awful.
Mm-hmm.
So this some is other thing.
They were bad.
You're going with some other
they're radical.
Thing.
They were not good.
This is what the Supreme Court justices
they were
ridiculous.
They were flantastic. Flauntastic.
That does sound good.
And they were bad. And I have this piece of incontrovertible evidence.
You didn't even give Jimmy a chance.
Oh, sorry. Oh, my God. I screwed up so bad. And with us now is our new permanent moderator, Mr. Jeff Bilodeau.
Hey, Jeff Bilodeau.
Thank you. I'm sorry. I'm just loopy right now.
Yeah.
Running in circles.
You on cough medicine, kid?
Look, I love me. I'm not into the cough medicine. I like some Sherm, though. Will Fuck You
We
pay
do
me.
Like the Sherm.
Tell me about
Sherm.
Yeah.
Sherm. Former moderator Will Fuck You Pay Me.
That was the was the black kid from the Peanuts comic strip.
There was no black kid in the Peanuts.
I beg to differ.
Never seen it then. All right. North Korea has invaded the United States' most resource-filled...
Whoa,
this sounds interesting.
You just answered it, Jeffrey! Damn it! You want to give him a chance or just move on?
Just give me a chance. I've been working so hard to get to this point, and all I need to make it big, because I know I got it. I know I've got it inside of me.
Look, kid. I'm your manager.
Uh-huh. That's why you have that accent?
Yeah. Manages. You know, we have this accent. Spit right. on me a little there.
Sorry.
Please don't throw your poop at me like that.
I apologize.
All right.
North Korea has invaded the United States' most resource-filled and valuable areas, claiming that they are here to free us from an oppressive government.
Hmm.
Is North Korea here to help or some other thing?
Okay. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Jeff,
okay.
We don't need you. He got it, all right?
All right.
Just give him a minute.
So when it comes...
I'm your manager, kid. You've got this.
Billy Connolly, my manager, is here. Hey,
what's going on? Hey. Yeah.
Thank you, Jeff, for finally bringing up this North Korea thing. I, for one, could not be more relieved. For too long, we have wilted under the impressive rule of Herr Obama. See, I threw a German thing in there, so it sounded more like Hitler. You know
Herr
Hitler?
Obama. Yeah, the Germans with their hair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With his affordable health care and the dashing way that his hair is graying up. Now that Kim Jong-un, or Kimmy to his friends... is here to free us from the oppression of freedom.
Look, you leave Lil' Kim out of this. Okay? If I knew a song by Lil' Kim, I would reference that right now.
That would have been great. Yeah. That would have been great radio.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Strange, we're the bad boys of San Diego comedy, you and I, Jimmy, but
it
we don't
strange.
Know much from the bad boy label.
That is very strange.
Yeah.
Is that it?
I'm afraid not.
You let him
Jeff.
Get off topic.
Am I the moderator?
No.
Then don't. How did I let him... get off topic.
I misspoke.
Jeff,
all
it
right?
appears you're placing
he
blame.
Let you. He got you off topic. I'm so angry that I just have to make a sentence here. It's ridiculous. I don't even think this is a real thing.
What?
What?
North Korea. Impressive government.
That's a real thing. That's a real place.
Yeah.
They haven't invaded us.
Jeffrey, it's printed right there in black and white. We wouldn't be in this studio.
Actually, it's handwritten.
So it's partially
that's how
handwritten.
Ghetto this fucking podcast is.
First of all, I take offense to your term of the use, ghetto.
Look, just because we smoke sherm from time to time,
does not make us ghetto.
Okay.
All the time.
So you have anything else?
Like more.
Well, how are you though? I feel like we haven't.
Yeah, Jeff, man, how rude of us!
No,
I'm so sorry.
I've already
Jeff.
Went down this.
So sorry,
this
we haven't
ship
done this.
Sank. Ship has sunk. I'm
okay,
not going into how
him.
I am.
So a recent survey revealed that 9 out of 10 Supreme Court justices can't name just 5 high school students.
This sounds.
Are you trying to? No, I'm the
familiar.
Moderator.
What? Sorry,
you. I asked the question.
My you asked me something about the topic or the question to say the.
I don't remember that.
Right. Hmm. Okay.
All right.
All right. Hmm. So what got you into comedy?
No.
So where are you from?
It's too late. You know, and you don't deserve to get to know me.
You That's just it. Tuned into Comics Talk Comedy with Jeffrey and Jimmy.
No.
Jeff, what got you into
No.
Our guest today is Jeff Bilodeau.
Guest Jeff Bilodeau.
No, I'm
and
the
later
moderator.
Bob Hansen will be calling in.
I'm the moderator. Have a little respect.
I think we've been, I think we've been very
so
respectful.
Yeah. The kindest.
Okay. What else? Are we going to thank some people? I think this debate is over.
Mm-hmm. Jeffrey, now is not the time
White
to practice
Michael
your
Winslow
Foley.
Over here.
Thank you. Thank you. A lot of people say more of a Bobby McFerrin. But,
Officer Jones, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you. Thank you. Should I say things? I can say things.
Go ahead. Okay. If you got some things to say.
They're not very good. So look, and the North Koreans, they stormed in here with their American flags,
mm-hmm.
as the North Koreans adorn themselves with
mm-hmm.
American.
Just like Red Dawn, the remake, just like, not the original.
Yeah. Was that, what? Was that the original?
The original was the Russians. The remake was the North Koreans.
And they showed up at Fort Knox, and you know, to help, and they seem nice, but I'm telling you, their president, Kim Jong-bush, is up to something.
This sounds
junior.
This sounds suspiciously like satire.
No, well,
and I'm not
whoa,
a fan.
Whoa.
I don't like satire. I like a lot of more broad physical humor, fart jokes.
Yeah.
You got
no,
any
we're
those?
Not some sort of
you got any
fake
those?
Debate show here.
Right. Exactly.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now look, these big, well-fed, fat, if you will, North Koreans.
Uh-huh.
They come in accusing us of having these weapons of mass destruction, and that is a bombable offense, okay? Now, I...
Look, I don't know where you're getting these half-baked ideas about... Go ahead. Uh-huh. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I take your point.
Okay.
Look, Jeffrey, and also Jeffrey, I'm a busy man. I cannot be bothered...
Look, I knew that.
...with little details like... how I should cut my hair, or how many children my family should be allowed to have. So if the North Korean government is willing to come in and take all those worries off of my shoulders, then what I say to you... What? I was doing... Okay. What I say to you...
Oh, how unexpected. Oh. Ah! Surprise noises. Whoa?
Wait, whose hand is this incontrovertible evidence?
Well, we're holding hands.
So,
as in we're holding dismembered hands
mm-hmm.
that were cut off of people.
Hence the term dismembered?
Yeah. Dismembered. What's, and we're holding these hands.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Jimmy.
Yeah.
Here's a funny one. You want my digits?
Oh, boy.
I got this guy's digits.
Yeah, no, I get it.
You get it? Digits?
No, I get it.
Hey, this is digits?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Because...
Okay. All right, honey. Are you all done with your little finger
you weren't
joke?
You were the big phalanges of that one, were you? you see?
Yes, I do see.
It's a phalanges.
Big like, finish.
Thank you. Thanks, Jeff. Thanks. Now, North Korea has invaded the United States' most resource-filled and valuable areas, claiming they're here to free us from an oppressive government.
Are you just... What? You just reading the question again?
What? No. What?
What?
Huh?
That would be nuts.
What?
That would be pointless in a debate.
He's
podcast.
Done it at least 7 times.
Seven. That doesn't sound like
it.
That
is,
I don't even think that's a number. Seven. Where is that?
Huh?
I don't even think that's a number.
It's a number.
Where is that?
Show me seven.
Yeah,
can you show me seven? Show me on these dismembered hands the number seven.
You still trying with this digit joke? Really pulling for it.
Look, I invested all this time cutting people's hands off.
Well, it is a podcast, which is a digital medium, if I'm not mistaken. So,
are you really trying to help him out with this?
It's trying to communicate.
I don't know what I'm doing with myself anymore.
Working on your finger material. Now, what this is?
It's a digital medium. It connects with dead digitals.
Keep going.
Which it itself happens to be
digitally remastered.
Well, some believe that.
Look, I don't want to point fingers here, but I think we're all at least a little bit to blame, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Let's.
You don't want to jump in here and help me out?
No, I think you're to blame.
Okay.
Well,
Jimmy, I couldn't agree more. You're completely to blame.
Here in my left hand is a piece of incontrovertible evidence.
Let's give him a hand for
thank you.
New permanent moderator, Mr. Jeff Bilodeau. Give him a hand.
We'll see how permanent.
Put your hands together.
I'm tallying the scores.
Oh.
Oh, and, the scores. I love that magazine.
So many 20s.
Yeah. I have
regular Abe Lincoln over here.
Do you want to hear how I judged it?
I would love nothing more.
Okay. We have Jimmy with an overall score of 52.
Yeah.
Oh.
And Jeffrey with an overall score of 1,212. So Jeffrey wins.
Is there any way? I don't want to inconvenience you.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any way we can get a recount?
Sure. Just give me about.
Or just a recant. Just restate what you said.
Okay. We have Jeffrey with an overall score of 1,000.
So as you can hear, I won, Jimmy.
Yeah.
So
Jeffrey wins. Do you really want to hear how much he beat you by?
Yes. Because I won't be able to, if I don't know how much I need to improve, you see what I'm saying? That I won't be able to do so.
He was 200 times better than you.
Okay.
It wasn't even close.
Uh-huh.
I would quit doing this if I was you.
Uh-huh.
That's how terrible you are at debating.
So what you're saying is that there's some room for improvement on my part.
No, you are awful. This is I've never seen a worse debater in my life.
Uh-huh.
Fake, real, whatever. You are terrible at debating.
Okay.
So, Jimmy, what I think he means, and I say this as someone who likes winning.
Right.
So completely unbiased.
Mm-hmm.
Is you just need to practice.
Yes.
Just keep showing up.
Okay.
Never say a word or talk or even think in words.
Exactly.
When you're not debating.
All
and then just show up and try to think in words again for the first time in a long time. Just think again at all for the first time in a long time.
It's like you didn't even prepare.
Hmm.
Jeffrey comes with all this well-thought-out material, and you show up with a bag of shit.
I brought cops. I brought firemen.
Yeah.
Okay, so if I'm hearing you guys correctly.
Deliverymen, cable
men, if I can just recap.
I feel like I'm on Punk'd, the debate show. Or just give a shitty debater, and then let a genius like Jeffrey Berner go against them.
You know, finally, someone to acknowledge the genius of the show Punk'd. So
right.
Rarely does that. You
it really does not get enough.
I'm Ashton Zambrano.
And I'm
Ashton Disharoon?
Jamie Kennedy?
Sure, that works. That's kind of clever, I guess.
Thank you.
You're like what Jamie Kennedy is to stand-up comedy. That's what you are to debating.
So I am good.
No, you're not good.
But I have my
own.
You
ever see the movie The Heckler?
No.
People don't like Jamie.
I don't really like movies, as it turns out.
You talked about a bunch of shitty old hipster movies throughout this podcast.
Can we go to the playback on that?
I'm not listening to this again.
Okay. Well, then in that case.
Don't I have some people to thank?
I think, well, you can start by thanking us for giving you this job.
This recording space.
So you're stealing my thanks. The things I'm supposed to be thanking, you're saying them. Why did you even need me?
Also, you can go to
because of this.
pointyell.com/podcasts to check out If I'm Loud or I'm Right and also some other podcasts.
Hey, we'd like to thank Hattie Fever for writing and recording the theme music.
This Week in Zoltan with Jeff and Jesse.
No, we're not. Actually, Jeff does not want to plug Zoltan's podcast.
Right. And
when we get
Splitting the Atom. And If I'm Loud, I'm Right itself. And I think that's all the podcasts on the Point Yell Network.
Is Doing It on there?
Doing It with... With Nikki and that other girl.
Yeah.
What's her name?
Dot. Briscoe.
Yeah. Briscoe County.
And make sure to tune into their post show, Done It.
Where they recap.
Yeah. I kind of made this
joke. Personally, I think I kind of like that one better.
Done It?
Done It.
Yeah, Doing It. It's just squishing noises.
Yeah.
You just tune in. It's just...
I mean, I can make those in the tub anytime I want. Oh, man. Don't start with that
it's
again.
Pretty disgusting.
Trust me. Okay, I can say, as someone who's listened to it almost 5,000 times, it is awful and atrocious and disgusting.
Hmm.
And, yeah.
At the risk of sounding like an idiot, did we decide on a winner of this episode yet?
Yeah, you lost by 1,000 points. Over 1,000.
Over 1,000.
Jeffrey
Turner
wins.
I will say that I don't remember that.
You guys don't listen to anything I've said the whole goddamn podcast. Why would you start now?
What's that?
Oh, the podcast. We should start the podcast. Hey, you just tuned in.
Hey.
I'm Jeffrey Berner.
Howdy do.
Hey, I'm Jeffrey Berner.
And
I'm Jeffrey Berner. And you just tuned in, if I'm loud and right, the show where you debate the real podcast, the real... real issues and the real podcast.
The real podcast. Yes. So,
now is our
Before we get into our new...
What happened to Lisa Johnson is, you know, whatever.
Right.
So, with us now is a new problem. This is Jeff Billard.
Hey!
Jeff, how you doing?
I gotta leave.
Yeah, Jeff's got a job to get to.
Yeah.
What?
He's doing this permanent moderation gig for If I'm Allowed or I'm Right show.
Oh, well, you better get there.
Yeah.
I will.
We don't want you to be late for that. That sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. I think you're really going to enjoy it. Those guys are great.
I love them.
Super guys.
Fantastic.
Really nice guys. There's the one guy I don't like as much as the other guy. What's his name?
Raul Zambrano.
Raul. Right.
Right.
But, you know, even as far as guys like that go, he's okay. He's one of the good ones, I think, as well.
Are we debating whether or not Raul Zambrano is a good person?
No, I think we're agreeing that he's okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Fun fact, Raul Zambrano was once a permanent moderator, just like you, Jeff.
Wow.
And now look what he's gone on to. Yeah.
Yep.
Non-existence.
Yeah.
In fact, I don't even know who we're talking about.
What?
Right.
Jake? Well, Jimmy, as loser... You're to be subjected.
I am not going to sit here and let you talk to Jeff Bilodeau like that. He's our... Oh, wait. Was he talking
about... talking about you. You lost. I moderated, and I kicked ass at moderating.
Okay. That I remember. The me losing, I don't remember.
It's by a loss.
Jimmy, you lost.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and take your guys' word for it.
All right.
Although I'm not entirely convinced.
Okay. You're to be subjected to one round of truth or dare.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I don't remember doing that before.
As my rapping friend, the Black Sheep, would say, the choice is yours. Truth
or dare?
Or what?
Man, I was going to get to it.
Truth or dare? Roles are reversed.
Jeffrey, kind
truth
of, kind
or dare?
It's kind of interrupted me there.
Yeah. Doesn't feel good, does it?
Okay, Jeff, I choose truth.
Truth, okay. Got a question for him?
I thought we were doing this.
No, I'm not going to get in your little game. So I was just getting his head. He's going with truth. Truth.
Stop interrupting. The listeners could see the viewers.
Right.
See me hold my finger up to you. Go on. What you were saying.
Truth.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mollers.
Okay.
Go right ahead.
I don't have a question for you.
You're just saying truth.
Yeah.
This has been the easiest round of truth or dare I think I've ever had to go
Jimmy.
Through. Yes.
He's kind of just hyping the truth or dare. He's like,
right.
The hyping thing.
Yep.
That's a new thing.
Yep.
He's trying to help my new rap gimmick, J Truth.
Uh huh.
Okay. You got a question?
Do
you want me to ask him a question or you got a question?
Oh, I got. Okay. Hey, Jimmy?
Yes, Jeffrey.
Truthfully.
Uh huh.
No lies.
Okay.
Be honest.
All right.
Completely honest.
I will.
Truth.
Yes.
My question is, headphones?
Your question is headphones.
Yeah. Truthfully.
Okay. Now
don't
I want
the bush.
No. I don't want to. I want to be truthful. This is the truth or dare segment. And if there's one thing that I hold in high regard, it's the sanctity of this program.
Right.
And that things move along briskly
Briscoe Lee. Nicole Briscoe's here.
And, you know, with there's a whole point behind it.
Yeah.
Having said that,
yeah,
I'm not sure I understand the question.
Oh, just dodging everything, are you?
I don't.
Just dodging the...
All right. Look, I'm not trying to dodge anything.
Jimmy, the question is clear. So clear, it's one word.
Okay. Headphones? That's true. All right. Okay, look.
Headphones.
All right. One more time.
Headphones?
Can we table this question just for the moment?
Jimmy, you're...
I will... Stop, no, stop. I will come back to it. Button. I promise to answer
Enough
your question.
Enough with the cat's feet.
I... Oh, is Robert Frost here?
Yeah. You didn't know about Robert Frost?
No, I didn't. He got a little choked up when I said that.
Yeah. Headphones!
They're over... they're around here somewhere.
Jimmy,
there they
is
are.
Not, you're
Jeff, go
beating
ahead.
Around the bush.
Clear question.
Okay.
Enough with your smartassery.
All right, I don't want that.
And what an ass. What's your game, Kobe? Question is...
Episode 27.
Tune in. Headphones. Headphones?
Okay, 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 okay.
Okay.
What I think we should do...
Okay.
How I think I want to answer this question...
Okay.
Is...
Truthfully.
Truthfully, yes. But also, I think I want you to ask me another question, maybe to lead up to that. You see what I'm saying? Like, it's something, if I'm reading this question right, there's something so truthful that I can't just jump right into it. Do you see what I'm saying? So I need to be kind of led in. So if you have any other question first. Yeah?
Like what?
I don't know. It's your segment. But it's something to sort of lead me in. You know, something.
Oh, okay. Jimmy, truthfully.
Yes. Okay. Now okay. I'm ready for this
right.
one.
Water bottle?
That's your question.
Yes.
All right. Now, I will give you that it's a slightly more complex question
right.
than headphones, and right. that there's now two words.
Right.
So let me think.
Each with two syllables in it.
Yes, I can do the math. I'm very good at math. I don't know if I explained that earlier.
You said you weren't good at math. Call it arithmetic.
That doesn't sound like something I would say.
You deny everything.
I do not!
Exactly.
What was the question again? Something about a...
Water bottle?
Okay, here's the thing...
Arithmetic.
With this sort of arithmetic, is that... See, now you're getting into a really... It's not that I don't want to answer the question. I do. I understand the rules of truth or dare.
You're
it's
running away.
In my, I am not doing any sort of thing. However, a question like water bottle is it's very complex.
It's maybe it's, in your soul it is.
Well, I don't know. You all right?
I'm fine.
So here's
I'm thinking of not
Jeff. Do you want to jump in on this? Do you have a question for me?
No, I really got to get going though.
Okay. That's a good. I have a question for you. If I can answer this question with a question, okay. like I can preface my answer.
Sure, why not?
How are
Jeff's got to go. How are we wrapping this up? Well, maybe with you know Mathnaz and his album Arithmatic.
Okay,
it's a good album.
For the sake of this. Oh, then that's my answer. Mathnaz and the Arithmatic album is my answer to not only headphones, but to water bottle.
Well, sure. I mean, we do need to end the episode. I'll take that.
Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Hey.
Hey. Thanks for listening, guys.
I would really, really like to thank Jeff
Bilodeau thank you, Jeff.
For moderating this
Thanks,
episode.
Jeff.
I'll
for
see you guys
our,
next week.
Our,
yeah,
yeah,
look
absolutely.
Forward to seeing you then. You seem
absolutely.
Like you had a fun time.
You had a lot of fun.
Great.
You
yeah.
never got angry, just no. happy the entire time
yeah.
through.
Well, it gets frustrating at times.
No, I feel
no,
like we
I
gave
don't,
you a
think...
medium to communicate things. But,
I think that your calm and your level-headedness
mm-hmm.
in this position, I think you've gotten really no choice but to go very, very far with that.
We're glad you kept your head still.
Yeah. Great. Well, I'll see you guys next week.
Yeah.
Okay, we
Sounds
look forward
good.
To seeing you. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And?
And as always, New York State of Math.
Hello, this is Jeff Bilodeau, permanent moderator of If I'm Louder, I'm Right podcast and Obedience School?
Dog Obedience
School. And Dog Obedience School. We would like to thank Jeff Bilodeau for providing the recording space for this episode. Thanks also to Heidi Fever.
Hattie.
Hattie Fever for writing and recording our theme music. Please go to the Point & Yell Facebook page and like it, unless you can't. Also, please check out other Point & Yell productions like Comics Talk Comedy with Jeff and Jesse, Everything's Fine with Dallas and Travis, but not Zoltan's. Not Zoltan's podcast. This is Jeff Bilodeau, on behalf of Jeffrey Berner and Jimmy Calloway, inviting you to tune in next week for more of this mediocre garbage. Mediocre garbage. Is that a knife?
This has been a Point & Yell production. Yeah, I think the words, but sometimes they don't come out of my mouth no good.
Suck a ginger's dick. You know.